Ralph Lee Radio Show. Hey, it is Friday. We are recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe. Hi, Jordy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are Christina Aguilera and Kelly Osbourne doing?
They are not doing so good. I do not think they're friends. Actually, recently, Kelly Osbourne, she said on her show that she has never been this fat in her life, and she was putting down Christina, saying that she is just a little too big.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think there will be a major catfight ensuing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's interesting that Kelly Osbourne is criticizing somebody else for their weight, because obviously her weight has fluctuated through the years now.
Absolutely, and she agreed and said that, but she said, you know, Christina is fatter than she ever was. And I guess Christina has picked on her in the past, so now Kelly's getting her revenge, because Kelly does look fantastic, has really cleaned up her act, and now it looks like Christina's the one that might be falling off the wagon recently. I mean, she's stepping out with no pants on, she's coming out of clubs drunk, and she's really packed on the pounds. So I think maybe Kelly Osbourne's going to win this one.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to argue with the fact that Christina Aguilera is a bit of a hot mess these days. Still a little surprised Kelly Osbourne has the claws out like that, though. Hey, Jay-Z and Beyonce not going out too much, at least not staying out too late now that Beyonce's pregnant. Right, Jordy?
Exactly. Just a few months ago, I feel like I was seeing Beyonce and Jay-Z party until 1 o'clock in the morning, sipping on champagne all around New York, all over the world. But it seems like they are changing their ways entirely. They just went out for dinner at Beauty in Essex, which is a really hot spot in New York. And he's just, you know, helping her with all of her cravings, I guess. No more late nights, and even Jay-Z only had one cocktail that night because obviously his wife can't drink. So he's turned down the partying, and they're just sticking to going out on bowling dates, nice dinners, and staying in.
Aw, that's so sweet of Jay-Z. Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jennifer Lopez will be performing at Mohegan Sun Arena this Saturday. I will be there covering the event. And Jordy, hey, maybe Bradley Cooper will be there as well, right?
That's right. Bradley and J-Lo really seem to be heating up. They had dinner back in September at a very fancy restaurant called Per Se here in New York. And then they were spotted out again in the same car together having another dinner date. And he's actually filming right near Mohegan Sun, and J-Lo's been staying there all week, so perhaps they had another rendezvous as well, but it seems like all of their friends are saying that they are definitely heating up, but we have to watch, because Bradley Cooper is definitely a ladies' man.
Jordy, head will be on a swivel this weekend. If I see or hear anything, I'll report back, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, you can read about those stories and more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe, have a great weekend.
You too.